The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever heard the saying, dirt don't hurt? Is it true? Let's have this discussion.
That's not the saying. It's God made dirt, so dirt don't hurt.
Is that the saying, DJ Automatic? Okay, maybe it's true then. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
You would know that saying because you're the person.
I'm a follower of Jesus.
Well, not only that, DJ Automatic, you eat germs. You eat dirt. We've been doing a lot of appearances, going out, talking to people, meeting people, shaking hands, kissing babies, just having a good old time, which is great. But you should wash your hands after all of that, right? You should wash your hands before you eat. Yeah. We hadn't eaten pretty much all day. Get home. I notice Otto just takes in all his food. I asked him, did you wash your hands? He got up after he finished eating and goes and washes his hands. I was like, it's too late now. It's too late now. You should have washed before you ate.
It was the hunger, Dana. Okay. Usually I'm a hand washer, but that day I hadn't eaten at all. And the second that we sat down at the house, I was like, oh, time to eat. It's good. I had some chicken fingers that were staring me in the face. And I will say, yeah, I know. That makes it worse. Yeah, it was gross.
Licking his fingers, bro.
I probably did lick my finger.
Of course you licked your finger.
I thought this was a fork and knife situation.
No, it was not a fork and knife. It was hand food. Oh. And you know what? When you're hungry, you're hungry, okay?
Yeah.
And like I just said, God made dirt so dirt don't hurt. Well, my immune system was built that day. And it will be built in the future because I was not afraid to take on those germs.
We shook so many hands. I took a shower when we got home.
You're making my stomach feel weird because you're making me think about it.
I don't think you're going to get sick. But the second I mentioned that, he said, I think I'm going to get sick. I probably caught something from someone. Full disclosure, I don't think that I washed my hands as much as I do pre-COVID.
Okay.
You know, before COVID, I'm a hand washer. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like after the pandemic and during the pandemic, you know how we were all carrying the germ sanitizer with us and the wipes and everything. I feel like I'm more conscious of it now. Even we go to the gym, I'm the one walking around with all the wipes and the sanitizer bottle and just making sure everything's super clean. And don't get me wrong, I love shaking hands and hugging. But if you shake my hand and your hand is wet, do you know what I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Have you ever shaken
somebody's
hand?
Yeah, like sweaty wet or straight out of the bathroom wet?
No, sweaty wet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It really disturbs me. There's something about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, the clammy hand.
And on the flip side, it is embarrassing after you wash your hands and then you walk around, you got like post-wash hands.
And they're wet.
I always throw out the elbow.
Oh.
I give them the elbow and I just say, hey, just wash my hands.
It's crazy that you're also an elbow person, but don't wash your hands before you
eat. Right. I'm like, what is the deal?
I make one mistake and my wife wants to make the world know about it. Okay?
That's marriage.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When did you and your partner start merging money? In my opinion, that's the most intimate thing because you're combining assets now. That means it's real. If you want to call and talk about it, please do. 877-730-DCS1. Do you still have your own bank account? That's another great question. And we're talking about this because I had a girlfriend of mine who is engaged now, and her fiance wants to open a joint bank account. She doesn't want to do it until they're married. And I agree with her.
That makes sense, yeah.
It does, Automatic. You and I don't know if you remember or not, but I do. I'd been married before. I'd been divorced twice. I was very nervous about this. I had promised myself I was never getting married again. I'm so glad, obviously, I married Automatic. We have this great relationship. But I remember it wasn't until after we got married. We went to Social Security offices. I changed my name. We went to the bank and we opened a joint account. We did all of that. But it was not until we said I do that I did. Because I was so frightened to merge money because of the past experiences I'd had.
I guess logistically, it would make more sense to wait till after you tie the knot, right?
Why not? Yeah, what's the rush?
Because then you gotta switch. Well, I would also, though, like, personally, though, if I propose to a woman, I think at that point, it's okay morally to be like, hey, I think it's time for us to like unite bank accounts. But then you gotta change last names and it gets complicated after you get married.
There's a lot of people that aren't married, though, that share accounts because they share all their bills already.
That's fine. We share bills.
Well, Dana's got some crazy spending habits, and I'm a way more conservative person when it comes to money than she is.
I love you saying conservative. When all the pink slips used to come to your apartment, I could never understand why your credit was so poor. I was like, I'm marrying this white man and he has bad credit. What is happening here? What are we doing?
See, the way it worked out was I always wanted to hold on to my money because as a DJ, you never know when the next gig is coming. I always had the money, but I would wait until I got the pink slip to pay because I felt like that's when they really needed it. When they were about ready to turn it off, that's when I'd be like, you know what? I got your money.
That is so asinine. because you're paying all this interest. You're
there
not
was no
earning.
Interest on electric
There's
bill?
100%, $5 to $10 every month they would charge you as an because of a late fee. That's called
My
interest.
Peace of mind was okay.
No, we don't do that anymore, and we put all that extra money in savings. I will say, though, Automatic has taught
me the saver.
To save. You are the saver.
I've always been the saver.
But I pay the bills. You and I have agreed.
Dana's good at paying the bills on time.
You and I have
that.
Agreed that I only earn a certain amount of money so that I can take care of everything.
We own.
Was this a conversation
show.
That you guys had before you guys had joint bank accounts?
Yes.
Or was it something that you guys learned along the way?
Both.
Oh.
Both.
I just let Dana be in charge of paying the bills because she was good at it. And then as far as saving, I'm the one who does
he
all
He figured
this.
Out that I...
We've had to pull Dana's credit cards a couple times.
Like a child.
Like a child,
like
exactly.
A and I haven't fought it because there comes a point in time sometimes that I realize I start shopping and for no reason, ordering things that I absolutely do not need. I'm highly influenced by Instagram and the radio commercials. So Automatic will have to sit me down and say, hey, it's time to pull back.
That's Automatic for being an understanding partner when it comes to that.
Yeah,
I am to a certain extent. When Dana will stretch the truth about how much she spends on certain things, which does bother me. Like the other day, she spent way more money on something that she told me she didn't spend that much money on. And when I saw the bank account, I was upset. I felt lied to. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh. Yeah, I did not disclose to you because I knew you would argue. And it was the air conditioning that needed to be repaired.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So I would not have paid as much as she paid.
We would have just been sweating.
You'd have just been this sweating?
Gross. Just wet and drippy. Nasty,
there was dude. Somebody else that would have done it for way less.
No, there wasn't. I see this guy. In the end, obviously, you can see that we still have disagreements when it comes to finances. It is an intimate thing.
And it's
you can have somebody
thing.
Break you. I don't even know if he's okay with me sharing it, but I will. My stepdad, who I love very much, his ex-wife was a gambler. And she used to take their money and go spend it and almost broke them. That is really what ended his first marriage. Now he's married to my mom. I'm very happy. And I don't know how he, you know, if he gets along with his ex or not. But when he shared that story with me, I understood that it is very important to respect one another when it comes to the finances.
Yeah, I dated a woman for about a year, so I could relate to your stepdad. but she had
they were married like 20 plus. But anyway,
1 year, 12 months, 20 years, same thing. I know what man to
Anthony,
man. I know what he's
yeah,
going through.
Yeah, it's the same
but,
thing.
No, for real though, it was a big red flag for me because we were dating for about a year. I was still paying for all the dates, all the drinks, everything we went out and did.
What?
And then she openly admitted to me one day that she's like, I have a shopping problem. Like she seeked comfort in shopping, even regardless if it had her bank account going to the negative or if it left her with no money. It was a real problem where she like would like be to me crying sometimes about how she couldn't handle it.
The high of the shopping made her happy.
Mm-hmm.
I can identify with that 100% because I didn't grow up with anything. So when the moment I had a little bit, I started to spend. I make $10, I must spend 20, you know, and I've really had to.
And I'm the exact opposite. If I make 20, I want to save 10. And I want, like, I need new clothes. I won't even go buy new clothes or nice. Go get a haircut because Otto, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to end up spending like a couple hundred bucks. I don't want to spend that money.
Otto does need new clothes because even your underwear has a hole in it. Sir, we're going shopping today. We're going shopping today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Blank, blank, the magical fruit. The more you eat,
the more you toot.
Okay. Otto's got news in food news. About the magical fruit. I can't wait for this. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the Kohl's studio. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
Okay, so there are a legion of people who love to watch movies on Netflix, old school TV, ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever, and they want to know the ending to their favorite show. 62% of people want to know the ending. They don't care about spoiler alerts, and they will still watch the show. That's me.
What? What?
I want to know.
Why would you want somebody to spoil it for you?
No. I want to know the ending. It's not a spoiler. I still want to know how we get there. I just want to know what happens before we get on the road.
So, all right. So I sat on the fact that Thomas Shelby's younger brother got on Alive. For like, I didn't tell you that for like 3 months while you were watching the series. The whole time, I could have spilled the beans to you. This whole time,
you could have spilled the beans to me.
Do you know how mad I would have been? Aunt? I would have been so upset with you. There's very few things in the world that will make me dislike somebody.
And
that
in
might
fact,
have
I was watching this show so far ahead that Anthony A and I knew and Otto didn't know, and I wanted to tell you so badly.
I'm so glad you didn't.
Spilling the beans. What's the deal in food news? DJ Automatic.
Speaking of beans, Bush's Beans has new flavors, and you got to hear the new flavors. They've got Rocket Pop flavored.
Oh, what?
They've got apple pie flavored, and now they also have dill pickle. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Dill pickle beans.
Yeah. I just made that one word.
But you might be onto something with dickles. I'll buy dickles by the jar.
Nobody wants to taste dickle beans. I can't even talk. Okay. That's enough of your bean talk.
Oh, I can't wait to say, oh, man, it kicked me in my dickle and beans.
From now on, all DCS crew, that's our inside joke. Dickle and beans. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Well, we have National Go Barefoot Day and all them dickles.
I'm going to need to go barefoot today. I need to get grounded. Because after this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm delirious at this point. Okay, what's next?
And next is National Nail Polish Day. A lot of feet content.
Why do I love the smell of nail polish and gas and ink?
I don't know, but I love it too.
These chemical things. What's wrong with me?
Even as like a little kid, I was like a little crack fiend. I'd be like standing by the gas pump. I'd be, I swear when I just did that, I smelled gas.
And we'll wrap it up on National Olive Day.
Oh, no, likey. You lost.
Well, that's why I lost everybody, not the dickles.
That's it, not the dickles. I don't want olives. You made me snort.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.